Hello and welcome to The Weekly Wrap, a therapist take on what's happening in the news right now and what it stirs up for us. This is a short segment where I share a few things happening in the news about mental health and relationships. As a therapist, I see how these stories show up in our day-to-day lives and why they matter. Here's what stood out this week. Groundbreaking research reveals just how dangerous relationship breakdowns can be for men. The Coldplay affair has everybody talking about affairs and projecting some of their worst relationship fears. And teens open up about stress, tech, and what's really going on behind the screen. Men's separation and suicide risk. A new international study by Origin reviewed 75 studies across 30 countries. That was about 100 million men. It was a huge study. And it found that men who are separated are nearly 5 times more likely to die by suicide than married men. For men under 35, this increases to nearly 9 times. That is enormous. I've often anecdotally known that a relationship breakdown is a really significant factor for male suicide risk, and I always ask about it and I talk about it, but this data was insane. I was completely shocked by just how severe a risk factor this is. In therapy, I can see how a relationship breakdown can lead to loss of identity, loss of confidant. Maybe it's the first person or only person that young man or man has been vulnerable with. And it can be a really significant thing for people. The risk is exacerbated with coexisting mental illness or loss of employment and other factors like that. But it's still in itself a really huge risk factor. And a lot of men don't have people to talk to when a relationship ends. The first 12 months post-separation are where they're at the greatest risk. And there's a lot of cultural pressure that we have to just suck it up, stay silent, which can really keep some of these feelings hidden and can contribute to the danger. I'll pop a link to the original research paper and a summary on the Origin website that you can check out. And if you need any support, there is Lifeline on 13 11 14, Men's Line Australia, 1-300-78-99-78, or the Beyond Blue helpline, 1-300-22-4636. The Coldplay affair. It has been dominating the news all week. There have been memes. There's been a whole bunch of stuff happening. And next week, I'm going to do a full episode on what it evokes for us, why we are fascinated by infidelity and affairs and betrayal. But affairs can often bring up feelings of mistrust, of betrayal, of emotional safety, and it has us questioning, could that be me? Could I be caught out like that? What's he thinking? What's she thinking? Or if you've been in that position, it can bring up a whole bunch of things as well. In couples therapy, or when I work with individuals, infidelity is very rarely black and white. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's really just about attraction or impulse. It has a much deeper, much richer, more complex, I guess, rationale or reason behind it. Something that's not going to be talked about in just a quick weekly wrap. But it can usually reflect deeper issues like emotional disconnection or resentment. And the public fascination really shows how much people project their own relationship fears. And I get it. I would be mortified too. I would be looking at this thinking, oh my God, how would I feel if I thought my partner was, you know, at the football with their friends or, you know, doing something and I find out that they're lying? Like, the shame of that would be enormous. I totally get it. But this is not just a celebrity drama. It's about emotional vulnerability. And I think it brings up something for us that maybe we're too scared to talk about. If you want to learn more about understanding infidelity, I highly recommend the book by Esther Perel, The State of Affairs. This book changed how I see infidelity and betrayal. And it was incredible. So check that out. I'll pop a link to that in the notes as well. Teens, tech and mental health hijacking adolescence. Last week on ABC Compass, there was an episode where teens spoke openly about their relationships with technology. They described phones as both being comforting and overwhelming. There was presentations and guest speakers in schools that were talking about the complexity in the marketing side of technology, in ads that pop up, in the algorithm that is feeding young people content that they might not be searching for a range of different topics. And that this problem is bigger than just trying to ban technology in schools or trying to put parent controls on things. It requires a mammoth effort from schools, parents, and holding big tech, big companies to account and having, it's a conversation we need to have. We don't know what the answers are, but it's not all on one person to figure out. But tech is often also being used to cope with boredom, to stay connected. It serves a function for people. And so we want to have a really ongoing conversations about this in people's lives, in children's lives, at schools, and asking them curious questions, being non-judgmental. Parents really struggle with this. I see this come up a lot in my therapy room when I run family therapy sessions. The use of technology is something that a lot of families fight about. I highly recommend checking out this episode. I'll pop a link to that in the show notes, but you can find it on ABC iView or wherever it is you access your ABC content online, and there's a link to that. That's it for today's weekly wrap. Thanks for listening. And if something here has you thinking and you want to dig deeper, let me know. I can try and do a longer episode on that topic. I'll be back next Friday. Also, I'm going to try and do weekly. It won't always be on a Friday. You know, I'll do my best with some more stories and reflections on things that you might have missed. And if you want to sign up to the newsletter so you can get some of this information and all the links and all those bits and pieces straight into your inbox, there'll be a link to that in the show notes as well.